98.1 Power FM, you're on the air with Dana and Dylan. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Musselbrook Fair.
Now, do you have a lot of questions about living with COVID or maybe the Moderna vaccines as they're coming through? What do you want to know about them when it comes to vaccinating your kids? Well, we want to get the answers for you and kind of clear up some misinformation. So we're joined by leading epidemiologist and Catherine Bennett. She's from Deakin University. She's also an ex-Hunter Valleyan. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, going really well. Now, we've got a few listener questions here. I want to start off with Jordan from Blandford. He's asked this.
So what I want to know is that, you know, with our kids, if they're able to get vaccinated now, we know a lot about Pfizer, we know a lot about AstraZeneca, but with Moderna coming into the mix, what do we actually need to know about this one? What's different with Moderna?
Yeah, look, Moderna, as we know, has just recently been approved here in Australia as well. It's been rolled out to, well, I don't know how many now. Last time I looked, which was some months ago, it was over 600,000 adolescents in the USA. So it's been rolled out widely now. The trials initially showed it to be a really safe and effective vaccine across those 12 to 17-year-old age groups. They trialled it in thousands to make sure it was safe.
Yeah.
And what we know about it is it's actually very similar to Pfizer, which is why originally Australia didn't actually go into a partnership, because we didn't realise we'd have the supply problems.
Yeah.
And it was actually so similar. And it's proving to be just as good, you know, so it's coming up really strongly with that high 90% effectiveness against symptomatic disease, but also against any infection. So that's really important, because we've seen how the virus spreads in schools. What we know is kids are as likely as adults now to get infected. That wasn't true before. They used to be kind of spared, but now they can get infected. So they're still not as likely to pass it on to each other, which is good news.
So that
protection is valuable as well, yeah.
Does that mean with Moderna it's a similar, like you have 3 weeks between your doses? What are we looking at?
It's 4 weeks. That's the only dosing difference between them. It's a slightly larger dose, but actually Pfizer is such a small dose. They're both quite small doses.
Mm.
So it's just a slightly different dose, and it's 4 weeks spaced is the ideal spacing.
Beautiful. We've got another question from Leah from Scone here. Leah, what's your question for Catherine Bennett?
Hey, look, I am a mum. I'm homeschooling. I'm sick of it. I can't do it anymore. And it's really annoying that our rates are so low around this area. Should we be just getting out there and getting our hands on whatever vaccine that we can to get ourselves out of this mess?
Absolutely. that's I used to say, you know, the vaccination is actually the vaccine against disruption. It's actually how it impacts so many people's lives in so many ways. And this is what vaccines give us, greater certainty. We are seeing the numbers turn around in New South Wales, which is fantastic news. And that coincides with that vaccine rate really escalating these last few weeks. It takes a couple of weeks even for the first dose to have an impact,
mm-hmm.
but that can reduce risk of infection by a third. So we're seeing that today's numbers better again, you know. So it is starting to really work at that level. Everybody has access to vaccines now, which is the great news. And the shorter the queue, the vaccine you can have that you're eligible for, then that's certainly the one to look at, because it will just turn this around that bit faster, keep you safe personally, but also actually map the way out of this lockdown.
Yeah, and Leah from Scone there, you can hear the frustration in her voice. I think we're all feeling that little pent up at the moment about getting this vaccine rollout happening. We're chatting with leading epidemiologist from Deakin University, Catherine Bennett. Thank you so much for your expertise this morning, Catherine.
It's a pleasure.